This is Logan Seculo, 4.8 million jobs added on this special Independence Weekend celebration with my special guest, Sean Hannity.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Tell us what this jobs report means for our economic recovery and coming back from this pandemic.
Well, it's a spectacular number. What we've done here basically has created 8 million jobs in the last 2 months, May and June.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The unemployment rate is falling. People are going back to work. There's a good spirit about this. All is not solved. We still have too many people on the unemployment rolls. There's still too much hardship, so we've got to continue to work, Sandra. But it's a spectacular number.
And now, your host.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trail-blazing, heck-raising. See that? We're on Christian radio now.
See what you did there.
Every day show. It's the Logan Seculo reprogram, or is it Jay Seculo Live? It's a combo show, Will, and we're taking over. That's right. If you don't know, I'm Logan Seculo. I'm the other son. I have a daily radio show.
That's
it's
right.
Maybe a little bit more fun, a little bit more patriotic. If you can be more patriotic than Jay Seculo Live, I think we are. And we have a whole lot of fun doing it. Today, we have huge news, obviously, and that is record-breaking numbers, Will. That's right. We should all feel good about it going into Independence Day weekend. 4.8 million new jobs added in the month of June.
That's right.
Smashing the record.
Yeah, it is easily the largest single-month gain in U.S. history. And with that, the unemployment rate fell to 11.1%, which is still higher than we would clearly like it to be, but
yeah,
we're headed in the right direction. It was upwards close to 20%. Some estimates had it closer to 23%
right.
Unemployment. We've slashed that. People are getting back to work. We're seeing America get back to work, and that's what we like to hear this weekend.
Absolutely. Smashing the record and smashing the expectations. I think that's important, too.
Right.
A lot of news put out that, you know, this was unrecoverable, that we weren't going to be able to do this, but now we're like one-third back there, and even when your CNBCs and your MSNBCs say words like smashes expectations,
right,
you know that good things are happening for America, and we're excited. And guess who we're going to have on later today?
Who we got?
We got on very special guest for this special broadcast of the Logan Seculo Reprogram. That is our friend Sean Hannity, and he's going to be stopping in later in the show to tell you not only about his new book, but to kind of go over every topic that we're going to talk about here. Because we know he's got a lot to say. So we're going to have that a little bit later. Phone lines are open. Let us know what you think about that. We're also going to be talking about a lot of other stuff throughout the show. Obviously, what this means as the stock market soars, as the jobs numbers come in. We also have a lot to talk about when it comes to maybe some statements that AOC made, which I know y'all are going to love, about the NYPD slashing $1 billion. Apparently, Will, not enough.
Oh, I thought she was like, don't defund the police here in New York. We need them, right?
Yeah, no.
Is that her sentiment?
No. She was working at Applebee's. She never could, if she'd called 911, it never would have happened.
Right.
So I don't know. All right, we got a minute and a half left in this segment. Again, this is Logan Seculo. If you don't know who I am, I host a daily radio show. My dad is Jay Seculo. My brother is Jordan Seculo. Then we're going to have a lot of fun here heading in again to our, you know, tomorrow a lot of people off work. So today is our Independence Day.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
I have seen that movie.
Yeah,
it's called Independence Day.
Independence Day, starring Will Smith.
It's a good one.
I'm going to do the whole speech at the end of the show.
That is what we're all building towards.
No.
Logan is just going to stand.
Yeah.
We're going to bring the podium from the Supreme Court case.
Uh-huh.
You're going to stand here, and you're going to deliver
the Bill Paxton
finest speech. The finest film president speech, not maybe.
We will not go quietly into the night. Phone lines are open. I want to hear what you think about the big new jobs numbers as well as all that's happening in the news. We're going to talk about it all on the Logan Seculo Reprogram / Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open. 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again slower. 1-800-684-3110. If you're a listener to Jay Seculo Live, call me. If you're listening to the Logan Seculo Reprogram, give me a call as well. I'd love to hear from you. I just shared this on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Be right back on. Oh, see, I got a lot more. I thought that was the end there, Will. The reprogram coming up in just a second.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live / the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. If you're not familiar with the Logan Sekulow Reprogram, Will and I do a show each and every day, just like Jay Sekulow Live, but a little bit more turned up, a little bit more excited, a little bit more party. We do it each and every day, and if you don't get it in your local area, because we're only on to two markets, let's just be honest here, we're only on in the Orlando area on once a week on Long Island, but most of our people listen online. You can find, just go to LoganSekulowReprogram.com. Or if you want to specifically, go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and subscribe. Or you can watch the show each and every day on YouTube. That's at youtube.com/LoganSekulowReprogram, where you can find the show, all my shows, everything you do. Just click subscribe. It helps us out a lot. And we also talk about the work of the ACLJ. So that's some good stuff that we do there on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. We have a lot of good, fun special guests. And speaking of special guests, later in the show, Sean Hannity stopping by. And I may have one other special guest. I'm making sure that it's all good before we announce it.
Yeah, that'll be in the next segment, actually.
It will be in the next segment. Before the end of this segment, I think I'll confirm it.
Right.
You know, you got to kind of fly by the seat of our pants here, Will.
But that's how we do it at the Reprogram.
Yeah, so we were talking about the jobs numbers and how they have skyrocketed. Obviously, it's not back to where you want it to be.
Right, but
we're talking about a bounce back after a pandemic that caused one of the biggest people unemployment of in our modern era.
Right. Well, and one of the good signs from this is that the economists, you know, they are able to predict, they're able to see movements in reporting from different filings with the government or different numbers released from quarterly reports, things like that. The economists thought it was only going to be 2.9 million jobs added for June, but almost 2 million more than expected. And I think what's great, and I think the president nailed it right here, and he came out and talked about how great these numbers are. Let's play bite three from President Trump, what he had to say.
Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong. We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires, and that's working out well. We're working very closely with governors. And I think it's working out very well. I think you'll see that shortly.
That sounds great. I mean, I think we're seeing a real big move. Well, I mean, and heading into an important weekend for a lot of people. A lot of people are, it's an odd time. Weirdly, it sounds weird to say this, but you know it and I know it. It's an odd time to celebrate the 4th of July for a lot of people.
Right.
Obviously, we're coming off of the pandemic, still happening right now. There's a lot of cities shutting back down. There are issues that are happening. Fireworks, celebrations are being canceled. Not exactly the 4th of July we grew up with.
Right.
But we're at home for a lot of people. It's important to still celebrate what's going on. And I think this is, if there could not be a better time for this report to come out and hopefully give people some hope heading into their end of their summer. I mean, that's the thing, is we're only, you know, 6-8 weeks away from when school's supposed to come back for a lot of kids. And there's a lot of uncertainty, but hopefully this weekend, 4th of July weekend, it's on a Saturday this year. We can celebrate a little bit harder, celebrate a little bit more fun, even if you're doing that at home.
Right. And you referenced earlier, you almost called it Independence Weekend, which I think we need an Independence Weekend right now. We need that extended time. Many places of work are off on Friday, so you're getting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to celebrate the good things of this country that we, right here and on Jason Hill Live and the reprogram, the things that we love to celebrate, the way that our country operates, the way we're able to rise above things like a pandemic and see these job numbers come back. It's really inspiring, and I think it's the right time.
Let us know what you're doing for your 4th of July celebration this weekend. I look forward to hearing people are getting creative. Some people may be doing stuff at home, like I said. Some may be going out into parks or doing whatever. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Should we take a call?
Yeah, let's go to
the phones. Let's go to Daryl in Texas on line 3. Daryl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. Happy Independence Weekend.
Thank you. You too.
What's your question?
Hey, just had a question. Are these new jobs just people really going back to jobs that they lost prior to the COVID 19?
Yes, I think Daryl, you're right. I mean, this is what we're saying is these are job people returning to work.
That's right.
After we saw such a skyrocket in unemployment, and I understand, yes, you're like, well, is this just people who are furloughed going back to work? Absolutely. But the fact that we are there already is a good sign, especially when the last week or so we've seen the news media start to kind of switch back to their COVID-19 coverage and become the focus. The fact that people are still willing to now go out and get back to work, it's a good thing, Daryl. Thank you for calling.
And there was a lot of debate among economists whether it was going to be, you've heard the term V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped where you're at the bottom longer. It seems that it's more of an aggressive V that the president was calling for, and he predicted actually early on. He said, you know, we've got great fundamentals in this country. We have a lot of manufacturing that's coming back to this country. So for these 3 years leading up to this pandemic, we've seen strength in our economy. And so I think that Daryl is kind of pointing that, is it people going back to work so that they're not filing for those unemployment benefits? So it's a gain in the sense that, yes, we're going back to the strength that we had before the shutdown. And I think that's a very positive thing. The president's prediction that it was going to be more of a V-shape seems that it's coming true into fruition. And we just hope that it continues and maintains.
Yeah, as long as July doesn't show a massive re-shutdown.
Right.
Which, you know, right now, who knows? It could. But as of now, this is a very good sign. This is good for people. But Will also was in the news, and we got to talk about it in coming up segments, because I have a special guest next segment that I don't think we're going to touch on this extreme of issues.
Really? We're not going to get into some nitty-gritty politics
in
the next segment?
I don't think so, because we got an American icon coming on next, a TV icon that a lot of you grew up with. That's right. Wink Martindale is stopping on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram /JSekulowLive. We're going to have a lot of fun talking Elvis, talking game shows, and talking about what he's doing for Independence Day.
That may be the most perfect segment for you. It hits all your favorite things. The game shows. Americana, just in general, and Elvis.
And Elvis,
so you're a big Elvis fan.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that for sure. But, Will, this came out from AOC.
Yes.
Who, you know.
Yes.
We like to talk about sometimes. Said some controversial things. Now, we were very displeased with the NYPD decision, or the decision for the NYPD from the governor and by the mayor. Was it the mayor?
It was the mayor, right? And the city council of New York.
Decided to slash $1 billion of funding to the police department, the NYPD, the boys in blue that we all know and love and everyone. You know, imagine this honestly happening a month ago when, you know, all we were doing were praising first responders. Now, imagine this happening post 9/11. It would be insane. But now we're seeing $1 billion cut. We've already discussed that at length. But Will, AOC had something to say.
That's right. She said that the cuts to the NYPD budget are disingenuous, a disingenuous illusion This is not a victory. The fight to defund policing continues.
Yeah.
So $1 billion, almost 1,200 new police officers gone. They're not going to be having these two classes at the academy. It's not going to add to the police officers that we need, even though we've seen huge spikes in homicides and in shootings in New York City this year as compared to last year. Don't worry about that. We don't need the 1,200 extra uniformed officers to help out with this situation. It doesn't go far enough, Logan.
It's absolutely insane. Here's what I've learned. And look, a lot of you have learned this. A lot of you guys have left social media or left, not all social media. Obviously, you're watching here on Facebook or Twitter. But a lot of you have started to become more conscious of what's going on. Here's what I can tell you. If you start getting in some of these arguments, you know that it's never enough. And you can never win. There are no debates that end in you winning, especially if you're a conservative. Because all you'll do is get piled on. And AOC is running the exact same thing, which is it's just never enough. It doesn't matter if you go and apologize. It doesn't matter if you say you were wrong and admit your own failures or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Or you kowtow and say, we're cutting $1 billion from the NYPD. It's never enough. So that's why, you know, I look, I'm all for meeting in the middle, finding out discussions, but they are not. And that has been something I have had to learn the hard way, which it doesn't matter how good your intentions are. You will never be enough. You will never say the right thing enough because that's not within their narrative. And you do not fit as likely a conservative, probably a conservative Christian watching this show or listening to us on the radio on 1,000 stations. You do not fit the mold that they does not fit their narrative. You don't. So guess what? You're never going to win these debates and discussions. So what we have to do with the work at the ACLJ and with the work that we do in general, exposing fake news media and that kind of thing here on JSecular Live and on the Logan Secular Reprogram, is to just show you there are people who are like-minded like you. And I think that's something that's very easy when you're watching the news to get caught up and go, oh, I'm the only person who thinks this way. It's just simply not true. It's just simply not true, but it's easy.
They want
you to think that. And with that, you have to be very, very vigilant and very, very careful on who you talk to, how you talk to them, because again, it's never enough. Just like AOC, $1 billion was not enough cut from the new NYPD. I mean, that's insane. It's just insane. Find about good work at the ACLJ. Go to ACLJ.org. Support the matching challenge happening here in the month of July. I know we've been having fun talking about Independence Day, but go support the work of the ACLJ. Coming up in the next segment, a very special guest, Hollywood royalty, Wink Martindale, on the Logan Secular Reprogram / JSecular Live. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Logan Secular Reprogram / Jay Sekulow Live Independence Day Special. And we are joined by a very special guest. And I have to say a thank you to my buddy Brian Mays for setting this up. That's here. Right. At the last second, I was like, Brian, who do you have? It's Independence Day weekend. I said, we got to have somebody that can just celebrate America with us. Someone who can also represent the great state of Tennessee with us. Well, and obviously Hollywood legend, and that is Wink Martindale. Wink, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Logan. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Now, I want to talk to you, Wink, because I think this is just a blast to have you on here. As we're celebrating the 4th of July, you're a royalty for a lot of people, and you really, people grew up on you and your game shows and everything. Do you think, in general, as media has changed over the years, you know, there's not as much, I mean, when your shows and the shows we all grew up watching were shows you could sit around and watch as a family, and there just doesn't seem to be as much of that going on. Obviously, there are options. Everyone has options. There's almost endless options, but you're never really sure what you're going to get from some of these shows. Do you feel there needs to be sort of a pushback to family entertainment?
Yeah, I really would like to see that happen, Logan. I think that game shows in general changed when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became, you know, so big.
Yeah.
And the prize became so huge. And Family Feud, of course, is the closest thing to the old-time show. I think they still do a terrific job, and I think that's why, frankly, it's as popular as it is. But I would like to see game shows go back to that period, if possible, where, as you said, we all sat around and watched the television, watched the game, and had dinner together. Those were special times.
Yeah, absolutely. And even for us who grew up in the 80s, you know, this isn't something that is you know, well, for us growing up, it's not something that we lost until recently. I feel like this is something that has been a generational movement. I think you said, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And now you can even move to, like, YouTube, and there's being thousands of options on what your kids and what your family can watch. There's usually not as much unity in it. But, Wink, for you, I mean, you're talking about bringing people into entertainment. I mean, you are largely responsible for the king of rock and roll, for Elvis, one of your good friends, becoming such a cultural icon for all of us.
Yeah, Logan, I had the pleasure of growing up in Memphis, working at WHBQ Radio, and seeing Sun Records really the beginning of rock and roll with all of the rock and roll stars that came through those doors. And I happened to be at WHBQ the night that Elvis Presley was discovered. I was the morning man, just happened to be there that night showing some friends from Jackson, Tennessee around the station. And I heard this commotion, and I went in to see what was going on. It so happened that Sam Phillips, founder of Sun Records, had walked in with an acetate of a song called That's All Right Mama by this truck driver, Elvis Presley. He had recorded it a couple of hours earlier that afternoon. He wanted to test it to see if he had anything. Dewey Phillips, the DJ who did a show called Red Hot and Blue every night, playing black music in those days for white kids, he put it on, played it 7 times in a row. Switchboard lit up. I was the one designated to call Gladys and Vernon to find out where Elvis was, because Elvis, you know, they wanted him to come down to the station, naturally. A lot of excitement being generated. So Gladys answered the phone, and she and Vernon were excited. They were listening. She said, well, he was so nervous about his record being played, he went to see a double feature western at the Suzor's Theater. So they got in their truck, they went down, walked up and down the aisle, found him sitting there all by himself, whispered to him about the excitement. He came down to the station. I met him that night. There were 6 of us in the studio. He became my friend till the day he died, and I'm the only one living who was in the studio the night he was discovered. It was quite an evening. We knew that something special was happening that night, but little did we know that music would be changed forever after that night in July of 1954.
Absolutely. And I, as someone who lives here in Tennessee and have spent some time in Memphis and have walked into Sun Studios even now, or Sun Records even now, as just a tourist, you know, stop. When they start playing those old records, you hear That's All Right, there are legit chills that run down your spine, because you realize you are standing in a place of such history for rock and roll. that as an Elvis fan and maybe a former child Elvis impersonator, I'd say it is a very, very special place. And the fact that you were there is just mind-blowing and wild to me, because I think for a lot of us growing up, you almost don't think about that. You don't think about the origin story. For us, Elvis was always Elvis. There was always this lore and these stories. We weren't there at the very beginning. We were there when Elvis was already an established brand more than anything. It's like you think of Walt Disney. You don't really think that much of Walt Disney as the person at this point. Now you think of Walt Disney as a brand. And I feel like the same way with Elvis. So to hear sort of the original history and hear the stories, like you said, where he was just at a movie theater, is just really neat.
And to follow up on that, you were the first person, Wink, to interview Elvis on television. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, he in 1956, having met him that night in 54, and of course becoming a friend, he had just come back to Hollywood from doing his first movie, and he happened to be there in Memphis and wanted to promote a benefit at the Overton Park Shell. So he wanted to come on my show for that, but he also knew what his appearance on my teenage, I was sort of the Dick Clark of Memphis in those days. I had this hour and a half Saturday afternoon dance party like American Bandstand.
Sure.
And he knew what his appearance on my show would do. And so he came on. Colonel Parker never forgave me because he wanted to be paid for everything Elvis did. He never talked to me after that. But he came on and we did a 25-minute interview. And to this day, it is one of the most iconic interviews, I think, that was ever done, because it was his first filmed interview.
And you were posting a lot, actually. I was just looking at your social media, Wink, and I know that you got great people behind you because I'm associated with a lot of them. But even on your YouTube channel, which I know is growing, I'm looking at there's a lot of some of the more rare game show presentations. There's some of the big stuff. So you can find a lot of that on Wink's YouTube channel, which I just subscribed. I encourage you all to. Just search Wink Martindale or youtube.com/WinkMartindaleGames. And obviously, like you on social media. I know, even until recently, you just posted, obviously, yesterday, or the day before yesterday, was the passing of Carl Reiner, and you got to work with him. It's an interesting time, because we're seeing a lot of this happen. It's obviously the 4th of July weekend, Wink. I was curious if you have any plans, anything coming up for you. What are you going to do? I know it's an odd time for a lot of people, or do you have any good traditions?
You mean for the 4th of July?
Yes.
Yeah, we just moved from Los Angeles, Calabasas, California, to our new home a week ago here in Palm Desert. And my wife's birthday is the 6th. So Sunday, the day before her birthday, I had planned to take her to Ruth Kiss Chris for a nice dinner. But now that's all changed because we can't do in-house dining anymore. So our 4th of July is going to be nice because we're here in this area of God's country. It's absolutely gorgeous. A little bit hot, but we like the hot weather.
Yeah, summers in the Palm Springs area can get a little warm.
A little toasty.
A little hot.
Yeah, it can get warm. By the way, I want to mention something that before we have to say goodbye to you, Logan.
Yes.
Your dad, we had the pleasure of him giving us a personal tour of the university back there. We were there for Pat Robertson's 75th birthday.
Oh, for Regent, yes.
He showed us around Regent, and it's one of the greatest memories that I have. And, of course, to go to Virginia Beach these days, anytime, is always special.
All right, well, we'll connect. We'll reconnect you. I think we need to reconnect Jay Sekulow and Wink Martindale. Maybe we'll start a new show, new game show, Will.
Oh, I'd love that.
He'd be
that.
A good host. All right.
It would be.
Well, thank you, Wink, so much for coming on, and happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day weekend.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you so much.
Hopefully talk soon. We'll be right back. Will, that was a blast.
Great first half hour.
All right, we'll be back. And later on the show, Sean Hannity.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host.
I am your host. I like that it just says, now your host.
Right.
You know, we couldn't afford to just have someone say Logan Sekulow.
Could be anyone, really.
Could really be anyone's voice, but you decided, let's just say host. It's not like I haven't hosted this show before, and I've complained about this before. So maybe by the next time, someone will just sit in this mic and just go, Logan Sekulow. I mean,
you can isolate
me saying that, and then it just sounds like Logan Sekulow. We're going to take some calls coming up. This is a pretty short segment, because next segment on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram / Jay Sekulow Live Independent Special, we have a very special guest, our friend Sean Hannity. We're going to talk about all the top stories in the news. My voice cracked because of that. Will you like that?
It's exciting.
I'm so excited.
Right.
We're going to talk about all the top stories in the news. We're going to talk about his brand new book. That's coming up in the next segment, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But let's go to the phones. I'm going to make you do it, Will.
Let's go to Mark calling from California. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live and the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. You're on the air.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Logan. How you doing, my brother? God bless you. And happy pre-4th of July.
Absolutely. To you, too.
Week. Yeah, thank you very much. I just wanted to take a moment. I got to tell you, 30-plus years in radio, and I got to tell you, from engineering to being behind the microphone like you're doing, and other great things, loading logs, boring stuff, sweeping floors, all that stuff. I just want to say, your call screener, awesome guy. You guys have such
energy.
And this isn't a schmooze fest. I just wanted to uplift you guys and let you know you're doing a great job. And but I want to keep you stabilized. You probably smell when you're sweaty, so that's to keep you humble.
I know. I do. I'm starting to get a little sweaty, but thank you. And I will share that to our phone screener, to Matt. Thank you.
I just want to let you know that the employment numbers are good news. It's encouraging. I've been disabled for quite a number of years, and I'm having to go back to work because this is getting the crunch time here now, and I'm just trusting God that this is going to be a good thing. Even though the stuff is closed, there's some goofy, screwy reason they're closing right now.
Yep.
But I'm hoping that it's just temporary or that it's short-lived, I hope.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, Mark, are worried about this weekend.
Right.
We saw in Nashville just call off their fireworks display. And I think a lot of people are just concerned that it would encourage mass gatherings, and maybe the infrastructure is not quite there to make sure people can stay apart and all of that. But we're hoping the same thing, Mark, and we appreciate you calling, that this is a good sign. Obviously, it is a great sign, but that things don't end up taking a dive. And that's why you got to worry that this doesn't become politicized.
Right.
Because trust me, this is not the news that Democrats wanted to hear this morning. As much as you want to believe that they are on, you know, this is both sides of the story. It's not. Heading into election season, you don't want 5 million people almost to be back at work.
Well, and I think that we already have seen it politicized for months now, and as well,
I mean, even in your own mind,
right? But they've been saying, you know, oh well, look, the president, he touted the economy, it wasn't that great because as soon as the pandemic hits and we shut everything down, no one has jobs anymore. Well, that's a logical conclusion, right? If you shut down everything, the jobs
fall apart. Jobs.
But he was correct in saying that we're going to have a strong recovery because the economy, the fundamentals, the things that prop up the foundation of the economy, was indeed strong. And we're seeing that in a 2 million more above their prediction return to work. I think it's fantastic news.
It is. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. In the next segment, you're joined by a very special guest, friend of the family, Sean Hannity. It's coming on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. I don't even think I need to give you I don't need to run down the history of Sean Hannity.
Give a bio for
everyone. I don't know. You may know him from the radio. You may know him from his nightly television broadcast with millions of viewers. He doesn't need it.
Right.
He doesn't need it. Sean Hannity coming up in the next segment. We're going to take your calls in the final segment. That's at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. It is our July matching challenge. So, ACLJ.org. We appreciate all the support that you can give us here. Thank you. Also, check out the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. If you like this show, we do one Monday through Friday. That's right, Monday through Friday. And you can find that Logan Sekulow Reprogram on all your favorite podcast feeds or at LoganSekulowReprogram.com. We'll be right back with Sean Hannity.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
This is Logan Seculo sitting in with my dad today for a very special episode of Logan Seculo Reprogram. I thought I'm going to pull out all the stops, Will, and I'm going to call in. You know, we got to call in the heavy hitters.
Yeah, this is a big guest.
Called in our buddy, friend of the Seculo family. You know him. He doesn't need an introduction. Sean Hannity, welcome to the Logan Seculo Reprogram / J Seculo Live Independence Day weekend special.
Wow, that's a mouthful. I got to tell you. So, like, you, Jordan, your dad, who, by the way, I love your whole family, you're all together as a family and all do radio, which is amazing because I refuse to let my kids get to do anything in the public eye because, you know what, who needs this crap that me and your dad live through?
Yeah, it's real fun to be on Twitter right now, Sean. It's a good time. That's why I left it. I left Twitter because of that reason and because it just got crazy. I know a lot of people are jumping ship, going to other places, and I'll see a lot of your guests hopping, but it is a wild time, especially for 4th of July and for Independence Day to be this weekend. You know, I think it's going to be celebrated not only different because of COVID-19, but due to how people are thinking of America right now.
You know, I got to tell you, these are tough times. I mean, look at what we've been through since January. It's unbelievable. The worst pandemic since 1918. We had then it became the biggest medical mobilization in the history of mankind.
Yep.
Then, you know, we have the, you know, unconscionable, it should never, ever, can't ever, ever happen again, death of George Floyd. There was universal agreement on that one issue. There were peaceful protesters, but then you got all the anarchists. And the next thing we know, 1,000 cops are hurt. About 8 are dead. One is paralyzed from the neck down. Rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and bricks thrown at our cops. The other's shot. You know, we have other innocent people shot. And, you know, then precincts are burned to the ground. Then you got the Chaz Chop Autonomous Spaghetti Potluck Dinner Block Party Festival, you know, Summer of Love Zone, and that dopey mayor and that dopey governor in Seattle and Washington. They don't do a thing to restore law and order, and the only things that seemed to motivate the mayor finally was the fact that she had a protest in front of her house.
When it comes to your door, it becomes a lot different. It becomes a lot different situation. Obviously, then we had the NYPD. You got $1 billion being
slashed. In the budget.
You know, it feels you know, like we're living in an alternate reality.
Well, let me ask yourself the question: who are you going to call when something happens? That's it. That to me, that's the fundamental, simple, basic, you know, raw question. Who are you going to call if, God forbid, it's late at night, something happens, somebody's breaking into your house, you got kids?
Right.
Who are you going to call to help you? Because if you don't have a police department or you have a small police department, there's not going to be anybody that's available to help you. You know, and listen, your dad, I know, was so involved in everything involving the madness of Russia and impeachment.
Yeah, that feels like 10 years ago now.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, I always made a distinction because I spent 3 years exposing that there were people at the highest levels in the intelligence community and in the FBI that abused their power, and these people were corrupt. But I never forgot about the 99% of good FBI special agents, good people in the intelligence community that risk their lives daily and protect this country and protect we the people. It's the same with policing. I mean, you know, the 99% of good cops do not deserve to have rocks, bottles, bricks, and Molotov cocktails thrown at them. And every cop I know was aghast at what happened with George Floyd. That's
absolutely
not who they are. That doesn't define them. And they absolutely found it repugnant, and they were vocal about it. But there are always going to be those people that want to manipulate and use things for whatever political gain they can have.
For sure, Sean.
I don't know if you saw TV last night, but we had on, you know, one of the saddest interviews I've ever had, this man, Horace Anderson, and he lost his son, who happened to have his namesake, Junior, and he's 19 years old. And he was the first person killed in that Seattle chop zone. And, you know, the pain that this poor man showed on television last night, I mean, how is it when the night that he got shot, the police, the medics, they had to beg the anarchist that took over six city blocks in a police department, they had to beg him, literally beg him, to beg these anarchists if they can go help a victim of a shooting. Now, we all know seconds matter in times like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was just heartbreaking because he's never getting his son back. You know, we talk about lives mattering. I believe every single human life matters. Absolutely. African-American lives matter. All American lives matter. But here's the reality. If you look at the violence in Chicago, you know, what did Joe and Barack do in 8 years? They barely mentioned it, and nearly 4,000 people in Chicago were killed while they were president and vice president.
Yep.
You know, tens of thousands of others shot and injured. You can't convince me that the United States of America, if we put our mind and our resources to solving that problem, that we couldn't do a great job. I know it can be done because I watched it happen unfold right before my eyes when Rudy Giuliani became the mayor of New York City. And he implemented, you know, new policies to go to whatever area of the city there was a higher concentration of crime. And he went there to protect moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and young kids from, you know, from getting shot so they can live in safety and security. And on a constitutional point, how do you get to pursue happiness? How do we become a more perfect union if we don't have every child in this country safe and secure?
Yeah, I mean, John,
child deserves it.
Absolutely. And growing up and visiting New York, you know, as a kid, after the Giuliani era, it was all Disney and, you know, in the early 90s, it was amazing. So I think that people forget what it was shortly before that. Will, but you got a question here.
Yeah, Sean,
before we wrap up.
You know, we see what the left is trying to do to our cities, but we also are seeing this incredible jobs report out today that shows the resiliency of the American people. And yeah, does that give you hope, you know, seeing them come back like this?
So what was it, the total, 4.5 million?
4.8 million.
4.8 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so add that. So, you know, to the 2.5 million that I did not think we'd see these numbers until August.
Right.
Remember, in May, they thought we were going to lose 9 million jobs. We gained 2.5. You know, just like coronavirus models, they were off by, you know, a factor of God knows what.
Yeah.
And so now already we've created nearly 8 million new jobs, which in record time. We shut down the country to save American lives. The experts were wrong. The models were wrong. The president, well, he ended up not running out of ventilators. He took care of New York because the incompetent idiot governor there and the incompetent mayor of New York City They were prepared for nothing, which is inexcusable, but you know, this shows the resiliency of the American economy, the resiliency of the American people, the American spirit. We live in the greatest, best country God gave man. You know, my friend Barry Farber would say that there's never been a country in the history of mankind that's accumulated more power and abused it less. I say there's never been a country in the history of man that has accumulated more power and used it to advance the human condition than this one. Are we a perfect country? No. There are no perfect people. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. But we, you know, in the wisdom of our framers and founders, they developed a system that guys like your father and your brother Jordan, we work the system so we become a more perfect union. We right wrongs. We correct injustices. We've come a long way, and we have a long way to go.
Well, Sean, we're running out of time here. I know you got to go, but I want to talk about this because I cannot think of a more perfect title, though, for a book right now. Your new book coming out in just about a month, Live Free or Die, America in the World on the Brink. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you're prophetic here, Sean.
Well, and I put in Latin at the very bottom, Live Free or America Dies.
Very good.
And I believe that. If the Democrats get in, America will be unrecognizable in the near future. It's all on the line. By the way, you can get it. I have it up on Hannity.com. But I love the Secular family. I want to wish all of you a happy 4th and, you know, my best to your, you know, I think you might have to just take over for your dad and your brother. You can just hijack the radio show. Take it. Make it an autonomous zone for conservatism.
Yes, it's the last. It's the Logan autonomous zone. You like that? All right. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate
it.
Talk soon. See ya. Bye. Happy 4th. All right. A very special thanks to our friend, family friend, Sean Hannity. His new book, Live Free or Die, America in the World on the Brink, comes out in just a few weeks. Comes out on August 4th. This year, 2020, Will.
That's
and it's available on Hannity.com.
That we've had on the reprogram.
I know.
Using the power of Jay Sekulow Live, I think, to get that get, you know.
You know, or just like a text message from a buddy.
They're
like,
hey,
can you pull this off for us last second? Because, you know, when you call in me, you got to bring in the big hitters. You got to have some fun. And, you know, me and Sean feel like we have a connection because we're both talk show hosts.
That's right.
Like, that's our background. Our background is talk show hosts who happen just to share similar a point of view, a point of reference.
I like that. I like also like the Laz that he brought up.
I like the Laz.
Yeah,
I think we should make Laz shirts.
Right. That's when you take over.
That's what I call my man cave.
Oh, the Laz.
Yeah.
It's
like
just
I say,
you.
I
You're
say,
the only one.
Kids, Amanda, this is my autonomous zone. We'll be right back on the reprogram.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Logan Secular Reprogram / J Secular Live Independence Day special. And I said the last segment we had on Sean Hannity.
That's right.
Had a Wink Martindale earlier to talk Elvis. Had a lot of fun. And I thought, who would be the person to end this show right? And I have a surprise guest, ladies and gentlemen, country music legend, icon, and really the man who, if you're looking for inspiration on Independence Day, he's got his new show, The Pursuit, which is on Fox Nation. He's got a lot going on. He's got Redneck Riviera, my friend, John Rich. John, welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram / J Secular Live. Happy fourth weekend, man.
Man, you had your extra cup of coffee today, brother. You sound good.
That's what a lot of people say. They're like, they're not used to this amount of energy. Welcome, man. I appreciate you coming on. Let's get to the fun stuff in a little bit. I think our audience would be interested in what's going on in Nashville. I think, we've been texting. You have a bar downtown, Redneck Riviera. You have your own businesses, and you obviously are a resident of the area. And I know Will here, who's with me, knows a lot about this topic as well. Heard you on Adam Carolla talking about it. There's been some interesting things happening in Nashville.
Yeah, interesting.
I'll let you take it. There, remember, John, we are on regular terrestrial radio, so I'm just kidding.
I'm not much of a cursor anyway, but this situation will make you want to curse. So, the past 6 months, Nashville has endured a horrific tornado that displaced all kinds of people from their homes, from businesses. And then after that, COVID-19, which we all know what that's done to the economy. And Nashville, through a Harvard study, actually, Nashville ranked number one of all metro areas in Nashville as the hardest hit metro area. I don't know if you knew that, but we came in number one on that. Wow. And then a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks back, we have rioters and looters, not peaceful protesting downtown, but smashing our windows and setting buildings on fire. All of these things go on. And so our mayor, John Cooper, decides, hey, this is the perfect time to increase taxes on property owners in Nashville by 34%.
Wow.
And the pushback from the town, Republicans, Democrats, independents, of course, nobody is for that.
Right. Rightly so. It's absurd.
I met with my council member, Berkeley Allen is her name. Extremely liberal, but that's fine. She's who represents me, so I did my due diligence as a citizen with her. I had a one-hour meeting. I gave her ideas on ways to close the gap on the deficit, staggered furloughs for Metro employees that are not emergency service or education, right? I mean, I dialed it in. She's writing down. She's going, these are great ideas. You're right. This would pick up a lot of the slack. I'm going to take this back to the council. Of course, I never hear back. Next thing you know, they've passed this 34% property tax increase, which is so ironic that liberals who purport to support the marginalized people in our communities, minorities, low-income families, people that live month to month, that's who they say they're for. But a lot of those people that I just mentioned, those groups of people, they do own their house.
Right.
It's just considered affordable housing. They're in an opportunity zone, or they do have a small business, maybe a tire shop or a landscape business, something like that, whatever, a little construction company, or they have their own thing sitting on a razor's edge right now. And when you smash them with 34% more tax, they can't handle it. Oh. A guy like me, I don't like it, but I can absorb it, and I'm not going to miss a meal or lose my home or my business. But all these other people that are the month-to-month paycheck folks, they cannot absorb that. So why a liberal mayor and city council would ever think of all times this is the time to crush Nashville with a 34% tax increase is beyond me.
Well, and John, one thing that we see over and over again, when, as you refer to, that there are Democrats and Republicans both against this tax hike. But when these progressive policies of a lot of the left comes to cities, and over, we've seen decades of leftist leadership in the city of Nashville, what they did was they spend during a time of prosperity, and all of a sudden, oops, we weren't being conservative with our spending. Now there's a big disaster. Yeah, and they put it on the business owners, the people that, even though they're living paycheck to paycheck maybe, or month to month within their business, they're doing it responsibly. They're building something. And we see this terrible thing where the government then throws it on the backs of the business owners and the people that are trying to survive.
Property owners, yeah.
Instead of doing the right thing earlier, being more conservative fiscally and building a rainy day fund, disaster
fund.
Shows
you the flaws in the whole system.
To protect the people.
Right.
Well, you're correct about all of that. And they didn't do that. But they were offered solutions on ways to creatively get through this slick spot, meaning staggered furloughs with government employees in certain sectors of government that won't directly impact people day to day. That was a huge one. That alone, our calculations had that covering 40 to 50% of that deficit. And then there was a loan option for this town, for Nashville, that was a low interest loan for the rest of that gap that can be paid off when the economy kicks back into high gear, which it will at some point in Nashville. And if they would have done those two things, they wouldn't have had to raise taxes on anybody. And they knew that. They knew that verbatim. They knew that plan. They knew those were things that would work, and still opted to bring a 34% tax increase. I find it to be the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard, that a liberal mayor and a liberal council who says they care about marginalized people, they care about minorities, they care about immigrants in our town who have bought property or started a business. That's who they care about. No, they don't. You know, I believe you by your actions, not by your words. And their actions just prove to everybody where they really are. By the way, I know you guys know this. Metro employees got a raise.
Of course.
Everybody working for the government in Nashville got a raise.
This is why, John, you got to speak up. People like you have to speak up, because I think that's what's important. That's what gets it to a national scale, because I don't know if people know what's going on in Nashville. I don't know if people in the county surrounding really know or care enough about what's happening to these cities when you have somebody like the mayor of Nashville, John Cooper, who is been kind of a disaster for a lot of people. And John, to end on a little bit more, now obviously you can tell us what you want us to do to help on that, but to end on a little bit more positive note, tomorrow night, July 3rd, it's 4th of July weekend. And John, I know you're like me, and even if the news is crazy, even if they're shutting down our streets, even if they're shutting down the cities, regardless if we like it, we're going to be celebrating. And you have a fun thing coming up tomorrow night.
Yep. Yeah. So on foxnation.com, and it's free to watch this deal. It's 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, live from my house. We've got everybody from Lee Bryce to myself, the Isaacs, all these great acts are coming in.
Awesome.
To perform. And Major Dan Rooney, actually Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, the founder of Folds of Honor, will be my co-host, and tune in at 4 o'clock for a little pre-party there. And if you want to help out with recalling the mayor of Nashville, go to NoTaxForNash.com. and sign the petition.
Well, thank you, John. We really appreciate it. That's on Fox Nation tomorrow night. We obviously support anything you do, John. We love you, and we really appreciate you calling in and our Independence Day weekend special, right? It was awesome having you. Great having Sean Hannity. Great having Wink Martindale. It was a blast to be hosting Jay Sekulow Live / the reprogram with all of you. If you like what you hear here, we do this show each and every day. This is how fun it is. Monday through Friday, Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Go to LoganSekulowReprogram.com. Find us on all your favorite social media options. You can watch this show on YouTube. Support the work of the ACLJ. That's at aclj.org. It's our July matching challenge. We hope you have a blessed and great Independence weekend. God bless you. Till next time, it'll pass.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.